Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, for Tuesday, July 22, 2008. One killed in Gaza while 16 Israelis injured in Jerusalem. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, announced on Tuesday that one of their fighters was killed and two others were wounded in eastern Gaza City. In a statement faxed to media outlets, the brigades said that the three casualties were taking part in a resistance mission when a blast occurred at a Qassam post in the Shajaya neighborhood east of Gaza City. Dr. Muawiyah Hassanin, chief of the emergency department at Gaza's health ministry, told media outlets that one man arrived dead at the hospital while the other two wounded people, including a child, underwent life-saving surgeries. On Tuesday afternoon, Israeli sources said that a bulldozer driver hit a number of cars at a busy street in Jerusalem City. The sources said that 16 Israelis were injured in the attack. Israeli police said the security guard opened fire at the bulldozer driver and killed him. Medical sources reported that one sustained moderate wounds and the rest were lightly injured. Earlier in July, a Palestinian resident of Jerusalem attacked a number of Israeli cars, killing three Israelis. He was not known to be affiliated with any Palestinian militant group. CNN reported that the attack took place near the hotel where the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama will be staying during his short visit to the region. Obama arrives in Israel later today. In the West Bank, Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli army conducted a number of invasions on Tuesday at dawn. Three civilians were kidnapped. In Hebron City, located in the southern part of the West Bank, the Israeli army searched and ransacked homes in the old part of the city and village. During the search, witnesses said that the soldiers kidnapped one civilian from Banu Nu'aym and others from Beit Omer. Meanwhile, Israeli forces invaded the northern West Bank city of Nablus and nearby Balata refugee camp at dawn on Tuesday. Local sources said that soldiers ransacked a number of homes, then left. No kidnappings were reported. The northern West Bank city of Jenin was attacked by the Israeli army also on Tuesday at dawn. Sources in the city reported home searches, but no kidnappings. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Kendra Purrier and Hussam Kassis.